Hello, tribe. I am coming to you for a weekend motivator. I am yet again on another walk. I may actually look the same as last week, but I just happened to wear the same outfit 2 days in a row. So this week, what I want to do is I want to talk about, I was listening to a Brendon Burchard podcast. You can find him at The Brendon Show. And it was how to motivate. And one of the things he was talking about, which I really believe, if you want to listen to it, if you are someone, one of the things I loved about it was he was talking about how we want to often motivate others, especially in our lives, to, you know, either do better or whatever. And it really fits in with everything that I teach you guys in terms of the model. He talks about how there are ways that we can create an environment to motivate others, but we have to stay out of their result line. Very often what happens is we think we're trying to motivate when we're actually trying to manipulate. So it's a really good listen. In the first part, he lets us all off the hook of, like, you know, like for those of you who are trying to lose weight and you've got husbands and kids, mothers, fathers, people, best friends, people in your life who you're just like, oh, you know, if they would just lose weight, their life would be so much better. Or if they would just get healthy. We do a lot of that, and that's a manipulation. We assume that they would be better off. What we have to remember is it's their life. They get to do what they want. Now, do you want to share your journey, and do you want to share your stuff and try to motivate them from a place of manipulation? Like, I need you to feel this way so that you have your perfect model. Or do you want to just do it from love and you love them no matter what? You love them even if they don't want to do that stuff. You love them if they do. You love them if they do it a different way, whatever. So it's such an interesting, it's an interesting podcast. It's really good too for, I think, a lot of us who have employees, like motivating your employees and stuff. So the whole thing was good. So when you're listening to it, I really invite you to think about how this applies in your weight loss and in your weight loss journey. But the one thing I wanted to talk to you about was something he said at the very end, which was making sure you're sharing your journey. And although I share a lot, like, trust me, y'all get a lot of it. One of the things I was thinking about is something that I just discovered this morning that is a thought that I think is really important in the tribe. And I want to share it with you in case you have the same one, which is I have a thought that I think often that I don't, it really wasn't until today to where I really gave it credit that it's a thought. I think I just kind of had resigned to it's a fact. And this morning I was like working on loving my body as it is. And, you know, I had heard an interesting question of if God came down and put a freeze on everyone's weight, like, what would you think? And what would that be like? And so I answered it this morning. And I was shocked because one of the things that didn't come up for me that I often see with other people is like, well, I would just eat whatever I want. And I wouldn't do that. Like, I was like, I guess I'd just keep doing what I'm doing. And I mean, that was so astonishing for me because it feels like I have really learned to take care of my body because I actually love it, not because it needs to be better. Although the outward appearance, though, I will tell you, I still struggle with it. I think I'll struggle with it for a while until I work through some stuff. So one of the things that came up this morning as I was writing was I just innocently wrote, I'll never have the body I want. And that was so, good morning. That was so interesting to me because I really sat there and looked at it and was like, this is not a fact. And the easy thing to think is the happy thought or the intentional thought would be I can have any body I want. I don't think that's the fix. I think that's another thought that takes you down the rabbit hole of something is better than here and I have to change this because it's wrong. And so I sat there and was like, what do I need to get to? And so, I mean, guys, I'm going to tell you, when you're doing thought work, sometimes you have to really think. Like, you can't just write shit down, be like, well, I did my models, let's go. It's like, I had to really think on it. And I scratched out like 10 different sentences until I figured out where my work is. And it was like, I want this body, like the one that I have, the one that, you know, like, I mean, there's lots of things that I love about me and stuff, but the outer shell, I still got work to do. Like, I just do. And one of the things that I want to tell all of you, that I want you to notice how I'm talking about it, is I'm not upset with myself because I'm not there. And I'm not mad that I have to do the work. And I don't think something's wrong with me because this isn't fixed. None of that. Like, I want you to notice. Sorry, you can tell I'm out for a walk. My Fitbit's talking. I want you guys to notice that it's like, oh, this is what's next. That's it. And as you guys are working on yourself, I just want you to know that I have been doing this almost 15 years now. And you will never run out of, oh, this is just what's next. You're always going to have that. So don't be frustrated and don't sit there and think that, well, I'm at the beginning, Corinne, so there's a lot of nexts. It's like, it's endless. It doesn't matter how many there are because it's endless. You always have something to work on. So you might as well just work on the next one and just take, and I'm going to tell you, I take tiny steps. I don't do big ass sweeping changes. Like, if you're going to just work on, you know what? Next for me, I gotta figure out how to not eat my face off at 8 o'clock every night. That's what's next for me. And rather than sitting there and priming yourself to never do it again, just say, you know what, once or twice this week I'm gonna practice not doing it, and the rest of the nights, go for it, whatever. But on these two nights, we're just gonna see what the discomfort's like. This one night, I'm just going to start getting really good at practicing one night a week, sitting through it. And I just think that we have to think about all of those things. And so when you listen to this podcast, I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. But I just want to leave you with the best way to motivate yourself and the best way to feel confident and stuff is going to be looking at yourself from a non-judgmental eye and figuring out small things that you need to work on without that judgment, and then just pick something. And so for me right now, my work is going to be on, I want this body. And I'm going to do some thought downloads on, what is it like to be somebody who just wants this body? It's not actively, like, who's just like, I'm just, this is the one. We're not changing it. We're not doing anything right now. And I'm not saying that I will be doing all those things yet. I don't know if I'm ready, but I need to see what that person looks like. I need to see what that journey looks like. What are those steps? Like, what are those thoughts? What does all that even look like? And then just pick a few things and say, like, where do you want to start? That's it. I mean, it's as simple as that. So you guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon.